Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim Klal Samaches Simin Gimel. We're talking about the rule of Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilas Chavilas. So now we'll be looking at Gemara Psachim and Daf Kuf Beis. The Gemara brings a brisa that a situation was that there was a chabura which was eating Erev Shabbos, and it was Kiddush Labayom. Came the Shabbos came, so the Mishas Machlokes, what's supposed to happen? So Rabbi Yehuda says that you bring a kosher yayin. You say Kiddush, you bring one curse for Kiddush, you bring a second curse for Brichas HaMazon. Rebbe says you can continue eating until you're finished, and then you bring two curses, one you use for benching, and a second curse you use for Kiddush. The Gemara says, why don't you say both in the same cup? You don't say two Kiddushas on Kais Echad, because Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilas Chavilas. The Gemara says, well, what about the following case? A person comes to his house, Motzei Shabbos, he makes a bracha on the yayin, he makes a bracha on the ner, on the besamim, and he says Abdullah. He only has one kais, he leaves it for after benching, and he benches that on the kais. He says Rip Yer Gofen and the Havdalah as well. So you see that you're saying Havdalah and benching on the same kais. The Mor says, well, that's because he only has one cup of wine. Okay, the Mor says, well, when we have Yom Tov Motzei Shabbos, we say both Kiddush and Havdalah on the same kais. Timur says Havdalah and Kiddush are all really there to talk about the Kiddush of Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that's considered one topic. So that's not a problem of Chavilas Chavilas. But over here, benching and the scenario which we're talking about, benching and Kiddush or benching and Havdalah, is two different mitzvahs. So bundling it together would be a problem of Chavilas Chavilas, which therefore you can't do. A person has no other option, so it makes sense. Now, let's talk about a case where many people have shalshudas. They bench on a kais. They do not make the rapier go off, and they put the kais, they leave it, and they use that kais for Havdalah. So is that a problem of Chavilas Chavilas? So this case that we're talking about is the person wants to actually make a bracha rapier go off for the benching and for the Havdalah and use the same kais. We say you can't do that. The scenario which we just gave, they do not use the kais at the end. They do not say Rei Pir Gofen. So now you have a kais which is used for a mitzvah, which is being ignored. So it's Arab, it's a mila to use it for another mitzvah. It shouldn't be left ignored. It's not called Chavilas Chavilas. Had you want to try and combine both of them on the same kais and then say Rei Pir Gofen, for both of them, that's problematic. We don't make the Rei Pir Gofen after benching by Shal Shudas, even when we bench on a kais. Because it's questionable whether one can drink at that point in time. If we look at the kais as connected back to the meal, the same way you're allowed to continue your meal into the evening before Havdalah, you're allowed to, since it started by Yom, it's considered part of the meal. And you're allowed, it's connected back to Shabbos, it's not a problem eating before Havdalah. So maybe the kais of Yayin for benching is the same, or maybe not. The meal is over, and now it's before Havdalah, you cannot drink wine before saying Havdalah. So therefore we do not make a bracha misafik. But therefore the kais is left there as it were hanging, so I'd rather use it for Havdalah. The person says Rei Pir Gofen, and then he says Kiddush. Is that a problem of Chavilas Chavilas, using the same cup for two things? No, that Tosis points out in Brachas, that's not a problem of Chavilas Chavilas, using it for Birchas and Nehenin, and for Birchas and saying the Bracha of Kiddush, that's Arav, that's appropriate to do. Tosis, however, brings an opinion that night of the Seder, we eat a kazayas from the Hamoitzi matzah and a kazayas from the matzah. Not, you have to eat two separate things, because the problem of Chavilas Chavilas, if you would eat both the kazayas for the hamotzi and the kazayas for the matzah from the same matzah, you're bundling both responsibilities into the same matzah. So instead we eat a kazayas from the upper matzah, that's the matzah you said hamotzi on, and a kazayas from the middle matzah, which is the prusa, and that's the one you said the bracha v'alachilas matzah on. That's what you do. So Tosfos applies this concept of Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilas Chavilas to a case of Birchas Hanehenin. The Mishnah Berurah actually grapples with this. Where do you find such an idea that you need to do a kazayas for the Birchas and the Henin, that we're saying it's a problem of Chavilas Chavilas? So it's a question, but Tosfos raises this idea that possibly even in a scenario when we do this, halacha l'maisa, we eat two kazesim because of the concern of Enos and Mrs. Chavilas. So I just want to point out, you realize that this seemingly esoteric concept has many applications and various different mitzvahs, which we do regularly, that a person has to be aware of this concept. Down to the point of when is the appropriate time to take out the Sefer Torah, which I imagine most of us have never even thought about the question, why we take out both Sefer Torah at the same time or not. Is it a question of Tirchot Tzibura or not? What is the reason which we do this? As a matter of fact, why don't we use the same Sefer Torah for both? Maybe you should argue that's also Chavilas Chavilas, using one Sefer Torah for both is sort of like, I'm too lazy to take out two Sefer Torahs, so I just want to bundle all in one Sefer Torah, which is actually one of the explanations why we take out two Sefer Torahs. So this concept underlines many different halachas that we do on a regular basis. Have a good day.